Well, hey there, and welcome to episode 58 of the Busy Kids Love Music podcast, a podcast for music-loving families. My name is Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm thrilled to have you join me today. Today's episode is brought to you by my Busy Kids Play Christmas Music course, which is my course that contains four holiday piano lesson tutorials from beginner through intermediate levels. You can learn more about the course at busykidsdopiano.com/Christmas, and I will link to the course in the show notes as well. The Romantic period of music is a period of Western classical music that lasted from around 1830 to 1900, where compositions became increasingly expressive and dramatic. We've talked about several different Romantic composers on the podcast, Tchaikovsky, Brahms, Chopin, Clara Schumann, to name a few. And today we're going to learn about the life of one of the last grand composers from this time period, Gustav Mahler. Mahler was born in 1860 to a Jewish family who lived in a Bohemian village in what is now part of the Czech Republic. He was the second of 14 children, but only five of his siblings survived infancy. At the age of four, his musical talent revealed itself. He was fascinated by the military music and the folk music that he heard nearby, and he was able to reproduce the songs he heard on both the accordion and the piano, in addition to composing his own original pieces. His parents arranged for piano lessons for him by the age of six, and by the age of 15, he was so musically proficient that he was accepted into the Vienna Conservatory, where he studied history, philosophy, and music. He graduated from the conservatory, but lost an important competition for which Johannes Brahms was a judge, and decided to pursue a more stable career as a conductor while doing his composing on the side. He became a famous conductor and worked at various opera houses throughout Europe, but in the summer, he spent time working on his own compositions. He would eventually go on to be a conductor in the United States, working for the Metropolitan Opera and Philharmonic Orchestra later in his life. In 1903, Mahler married a musician and composer 20 years younger than him named Alma Schindler. After their marriage, Mahler forbade her from composing her own music, saying, "The role of composer, the worker's role, falls to me. Yours is that of a loving companion and understanding partner." Instead of composing, she made manuscript copies of her husband's handwritten scores. They had two daughters, the first who died of diphtheria at the young age of four. Later that same year, he was diagnosed with a fatal heart disease that would eventually take his own life at the age of 50. Mahler's composing career is typically divided into three artistic phases, during which he wrote 10 symphonies, as well as vocal works, and sometimes even combined the two. During his lifetime, his symphonies were criticized for having too many different styles and influences, though he is now given credit for ushering in some of the techniques that would eventually be used by many 20th century composers. Appreciation for his talent as a composer was neglected until about 50 years after his death, partly because during this time period after his death, there was a ban of the performances of his works in much of Europe under the rule of the Nazi Party. After 1945, his music was rediscovered, and he became one of the most frequently performed and recorded of all composers. Many musicians and conductors alike consider his symphonies to be among the greatest symphonies ever written. Now, if you head over to my show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/58, I've included a link to a curated playlist of some of Mahler's works so that you can have a chance to further explore his musical style and deepen your understanding and appreciation for his music. Again, you'll find the link to that playlist at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/58. Thanks so much for joining me today to learn about Gustav Mahler. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks for the next episode of the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Bye for now.